President Bush's long-term plan to send humans back to the moon and on to Mars met with skepticism in a congressional committee that's usually sympathetic to NASA. Lawmakers yesterday grilled Bush administration officials about the long-term costs of the White House space plan. Among their concerns is that valuable science at NASA will become victim of an agency budget crunch, NPR's Richard Harris reports.
The House Science Committee is usually one of NASA's biggest boosters on Capitol Hill, but committee members also feel the heat when NASA fails. Bart Gordon, a Tennessee Democrat, was one of many committee members to express concern about NASA's grand plans for the next few decades.
Certainly nobody here wants a human disaster or a financial disaster. And I think a financial disaster is getting a quarter of the way down, 20% of the way down, 50% of the way down the line and saying we can't afford this, we're going to do something else. Maybe we, you know, there'll be some benefits, but we don't want to do that.
So Gordon tried to ask a simple question, which is how much it will cost to send humans back to the moon. He wanted a simple number from John Marburger, the president's science advisor.
Did the president ever ask you what is it going to cost to go to the moon?
No, actually, the question of going to the moon is part of the program that would be accomplished according to
okay,
the
well,
timetables.
I'm not trying to be argumentative.
Gordon asked again, and once again he got words rather than numbers. He asked again, no go, and again.
Okay, yes. What did he ask you and what did you tell him?
I'd like to respond to that in writing so that I can be sure of my response.
Marburger never did give a number. But he wasn't simply being stubborn. It's part of the administration's new strategy to set a space budget a year at a time and see what can be accomplished with those funds. If the programs turn out to be expensive, Marburger said, they would simply take longer.
The reason we're having this problem is that we're looking at this from different perspectives. This is not an Apollo-like project. This is the key word is to enable future space exploration.
But that approach makes some in Congress nervous. Vernon Ehlers is a Republican from Michigan.
With a history of cost overruns on major projects at NASA, I think I have good reason to be concerned. And that's not meant to be a derogatory statement. I know as a scientist, you don't know what problems you're going to encounter until you get into it when you do something brand new.
If costs do soar, Congress would be put into a corner. It would either have to pour more money into NASA or cannibalize other NASA missions. Human spaceflight competes for funding with other activities, like probes to other planets, space telescopes, and observatories that study the Earth. And Ehlers says the cost of a human flight to Mars would be, well, astronomical, because the technology is nowhere near maturity.
I think, personally, it'd be a foolish waste of money for us to go to Mars. We can send approximately 1,000 robots to Mars for the cost of sending one human and bringing that human back. And so we have to compare what we can do with 1,000 robotic flights compared to one human flight.
Congress and NASA are in a tight spot already. Members of Congress agree that the space agency would benefit from a vision and a long-term plan, but polls show the American public is split on the value of human spaceflight. Right now, NASA is struggling simply to get the space shuttle flying again. At yesterday's hearing, NASA Administrator Sean O'Keefe admitted that the space shuttle probably won't fly again by October, as he had originally hoped. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.